ABC Radio Australia.
It's been a sea of colour, dance and culture at the 13th Festival of Arts in Hawaii. The event has also attracted Pacific leaders, as well as the United States' second most powerful diplomat, the Deputy Secretary of State, Kurt Campbell. Mr. Campbell says his presence at FestPac is to forge real connections with the Pacific. The host of the ABC's Pacific TV program, Johnson Raiola, caught up with a senior diplomat.
When I joined the Biden administration this time, one of the things that the president asked me to do, working with a strong team across the U.S. government, is to up our game in the Pacific. And for me personally, having served in the Pacific, my father served during the Second World War in the Pacific, I have a deep emotional connection. I think the United States has historical, moral, and strategic reasons to do more. And so I've been grateful to be able to do a lot with our team to step up our game. And we've done much of that with Australian friends and partners, and I'm very grateful for that. And I just hope to continue that going forward.
You know, whether it's true or not, there's a perception among Pacific Islanders and Pacific leaders that America's presence in the Pacific is just about security, and about countering China. What would you say to people in the region about this, who feel this way?
Well, I mean, I would say come to PacFest. I mean, we've been here for the last 3 days. We've been talking about people to people, about climate change, about illegal fishing, about jobs, about opportunities, about health care. These are the issues that the Pacific wants to think and talk about. And so a huge part of what we're trying to do is make clear that our agenda is broad and deep, and it's meant to address the specific concerns of the peoples of the Pacific. And I'd stand on that record.
In March, you said that American hearts are heavy. Hearts are heavy for the tragic burden of the nuclear tests that the Marshallese must carry.
Yeah.
Yet the latest compact agreement has been criticized for failing to make any new or substantial steps towards resolving the nuclear legacy issues, and that the trust fund agreement doesn't even mention the word nuclear. Now, Marshall Islands President Hilda Heine even went so far to say that America was gradually destroying relations. Does the U.S. expect that the Marshall Islands to carry this nuclear burden on its own going forward?
Well, let me just say that I think the truth is that the United States historically has made very substantial commitments to address the tragic nuclear legacy. We're going to continue to do that through a variety of ways. And you see manifestations of our commitment that are throughout the compact as it has been negotiated more directly. I think the truth is that we're going to have to continue to deal with these through a variety of engagements. I will say, if you look at the nature of the compacts that they've been negotiated, it's a very substantial uptick in resources across the board that also deals with the health and welfare of the people there. I stand by our commitments to recognize that this is a tragic legacy that we must acknowledge and reflect on regularly.
We spoke about this a little bit inside the room, but when we look at nuclear testing weapons in the Pacific, remains a vexed issue. Now, the effects are still being felt today, but when we look at AUKUS, you know, there's the agreement that we'll likely see more high-end nuclear-powered submarines operating in the region. How do you reassure Pacific people that it is about equal relations and not just security?
Well, look, I think the AUKUS arrangement is designed to provide nuclear-powered but conventionally armed submarines to Australia. I think this is something that we've worked on in conjunction with partnership with Great Britain, the United States, and Australia. It is true that this pact is primarily about security, but I would simply say each of the three countries are deeply committed to an open and free Indo-Pacific and are determined to take steps at the very highest level to assure nuclear security and safety. You've seen that at the IAEA and through a variety of other engagements. And I think the United States, Australia, and Great Britain are committed to undertake this partnership in a way that it is fully in line with international law and is also transparent to our peoples and the peoples of the Pacific.
So, and just quickly, just lastly, let's look at FISPEC specifically. Mm-hmm. What has been your, you've been here for a couple of days, you were at the opening ceremony last night. What's been a highlight for you?
There's been a lot of things. I gotta say, I was pretty moved by the Tonga delegation coming in. I don't think I've ever seen such a ruckus, and it was pretty powerful. I liked also, again, we were talking in our earlier session, there's a tendency, Americans sometimes think of the Pacific as kind of all the same, but the diversity of cultural heritage, of languages, traditions is remarkable. And so what I was struck by was both the sense of unity, but also the diversity that was on very clear display over the last couple of days. I love that, and I look forward to coming back again.
That's the U.S. Deputy Secretary of State, Kurt Campbell, speaking there to the ABC's Johnson Raiola at the Pacific Festival of Arts in Hawaii.